Good morning, everybody. Before I start with my presentation on machine translation at Volkswagen, I would like just to make a short announcement. This will perhaps come as a disappointment to some of you who are eagerly awaiting more cryptic formula and graphs. You won't see any of them in my presentation because my presentation will come as from a user point of view. So my personal background is I'm a professional translator, and I work for Volkswagen in the headquarters in Wolfsburg, Germany, and I'm in charge of the so-called Volkswagen language portal, which runs on the intranet of Volkswagen, and I'm also in charge of machine translation at Volkswagen. This is what I will roughly talk about, some facts and figures about Volkswagen and how Volkswagen uses machine translation, and of course the language portal. Some facts about Volkswagen. You probably know Volkswagen, car manufacturers, the brands of Volkswagen. The Volkswagen Group comprises also Audi, Seat, Skoda, Bentley, Lamborghini, Bugatti, commercial vehicles, and Scania trucks. Volkswagen has roughly 370,000 employees worldwide, 61 production sites. Has sold more than 6 million cars last year and a turnover of roughly 114 billion euros. And I work for the language services department, where approximately per year we have 30,000 translations, human translations processed, and also 1,200 interpreting jobs over the year. This is the language portal timeline together with machine translation. In 2002, we started a major translation management project, part of which was the establishment or the setup of a language portal on the Volkswagen Group intranet. And another part was translation management tool, translation management advancement, and also the introduction of machine translation at Volkswagen. And it was necessary to have a machine translation provider that could provide three basic languages for Volkswagen, which is German, of course, English, and Spanish. And in 2007, 2008, and probably 2009, we added more languages to the portal and also more terminology. We introduced more languages to the machine translation, and we'll do so in the future, I hope. And this is what the language portal looks like, basically. As you can see, we have the five languages right now, which are German, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. The complete portal is localized in all these languages, and we have machine translation in the portal also in these five languages. We have what we call the Volkswagen Dictionary, which is not a book, of course, but a database, terminology database. Right now we use multi-term from Taros, but we will switch to Across. And we have some more information on language as such on this side and how to deal with translations inside the company. This is the translation database we use with the information. This is just an example. This, in fact, should read 22 instead of 20. And this is just a screenshot from the Russian machine translation side. So, as I said before, all you can see here in Russian is also available in Spanish, in French, in English, and, of course, in German. As you have seen before, Volkswagen has about 370,000 employees, approximately more than 100,000 user PC, and have access to the Volkswagen intranet. So this is our main target group. Worldwide users of PCs on the intranet could use and access the language portal and machine translation. And what are the objectives, the main objectives of the language portal and also of supplying machine translation and the terminology database is just acceleration of foreign language communication processes. That is to speed up decision-making processes, of course, to support routine tasks, that is reading or translating emails, reports, minutes, and so on. Optimization of corporate communication, raising awareness of language issues. That's, as a matter of fact, that's almost a new job I got in recent years, to make people throughout the whole group aware of the complexity of language and why machine translation turns up with sometimes seemingly similar, silly or ridiculous translations, and to to show people why these translations, how these translations could be improved with little work on the user side. And also, of course, to demonstrate to the management the economic benefits of the use of machine translation. The language portal has the following benefits and aims. As I said before, acceleration of corporate communications, which is very important. As you have seen, we have production sites and laboratories all over the world in dozens of countries of different languages on all the continents. And there's a huge amount of email exchange, of course, going on, of minutes of meetings and so, and reports and news feed. And there's a huge demand of quick translation, and even if it's just gist translations. So acceleration of decision-making processes is key to this language portal and machine translation. Optimization of corporate communication, of course. Raising awareness and economic benefit. One of my tasks is to make people aware when and where machine translation makes sense, where the application of machine translation makes sense, and when it doesn't make sense, what to do to improve the results and what not to do. So I always tell people that we need specific, well-founded terminology. We process a lot of terminology, and this is once in a while inserted into the dictionaries of the machine translation system. We also need to use more standardized terminology at Volkswagen throughout the group. And the target is, of course, to increase efficiency all over the group. However, people must also bear in mind the GIGO principle. You all know that, I suppose. So the main problem, or one of the major problems of machine translation at Volkswagen is that you have awful source text, and so it's no wonder that you get bad results as, when you translate them with machine translation. These are some recent figures of the portal, in particular machine translation. Availability is at 99% roughly. It's accessible, as I said, worldwide. Also, during business trips, you can log into the system whenever you need it, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Volkswagen Dictionary I was talking about, the terminology database, contains approximately 16,000 German terms and almost as much in any of the major languages, that is English, Spanish, French, Italian, and so forth. We have available right now 5 languages in the language portal and machine translation. We intend to increase this number of languages. We process approximately 8,000 translation jobs a day. A day means a working day, Monday through Friday. 8,000 translation jobs can mean just one word, which would be wrong in terms of using machine translation correctly, but that's the way it is. But it also can mean 100 pages in just a second. And 8,000 translation jobs per day means roughly 1,500 standard pages translated. I'm not talking about quality, I just talk about quantity and speed. And this means that just one day, 24 hours running machine translation can save you 106 person days just waiting for your translation. That means, would you translate 8,000 jobs by a human translator, this would just cost you waiting time of 106 man days to get that translated. Also, the translation cost saved compared to human translation amounts to approximately 50,000 euros per working day, Monday through Friday. What is machine translation not capable of is also a thing I have always to bear in mind, or to rather make people aware of. Machine translation can't read between lines as humans can. It can't guess, interpret, assume, associate, anticipate, and so on. It's not it doesn't tolerate mistakes. It's not really what we call able of learning. It can't paraphrase, and it can't translate text that cannot be translated directly, and it can't differentiate between sensible and nonsense things, and it can't make decisions. For example, this is a typical phrase that comes up often, and these are two typical examples of log files I've found. The main problem translating with the machine translation system we use is that people just copy and paste text from wherever they get it. In most cases, they use just emails and they copy it into the system. The colors have been added by me just to highlight what's going on there. It's just a mixture of German and French, spelling mistakes, a lot of abbreviations. As you can see here, there are so many mistakes, it's highly unlikely to get a reasonable translation from this. And this is also one of the key problems most of the users aren't aware of, that language doesn't equal mathematics. So the problem is to make people aware of this fact. Why? Because there are so many differences between mathematics and human language. And as I said before, 98% or even more of the users are not aware of these facts. So it's one of my jobs to make people aware of this fact, of these facts, and to raise awareness of the complexity of language and of translation. And this is a good example. As I said before, we process approximately 8,000 translations a day, which equals 1,500 pages. And these are the savings you have per day, and per annum you have approximately 20 million euros saved if you use machine translation. As I said before, this is, I'm not talking about translation quality, I talk about speed and saving time and making decisions faster than before. Another important point is the usage of machine translation on the internet. Many people used machine translation on the internet. They used Google or any other provider they could find. All these providers and websites have been blocked by Volkswagen for security reasons that are easily discernible, because this is the normal process for someone requiring machine translation on the internet. They don't think actually what they are doing or what's happening behind the screen, so to speak, in the intranet. And these are the unanswered questions when using machine translation on the intranet, and this is why access to the internet is blocked, and why we provide translation, machine translation on the company intranet. Thing is that this is a serious issue because you have no controls, no control mechanism, you can't intervene, and it's an open gate for industrial espionage. And this brings me to the end of my presentation. These are our plans for the next few years. I would like to see just a button added into Outlook to translate emails directly, to translate whole documents just by upload, to translate whole websites, and perhaps the integration of spell checking before translating with our machine translation system. I forgot to add one language here, which would be or should be Czech, of course, for Škoda, for example. But Chinese and Portuguese are very important at this point of time. And in the far future, in the very far future, probably, I would also like to see the use of machine translation in a productive environment where technical texts have been written using controlled language tools. And thank you very much for listening. I can't hear you.
Gudrun Meinstadt from Esteem. You said you saved a lot of money, of course. But what is interesting to me as a provider is how much were you willing to invest in order to get there, and how difficult was it for you as an internal company person to convince your management to get this done? Because this is the bottleneck of reaching corporations.
Well, the problem is, as you said, it's really hard to convince the management of investing money in machine translation. The fact or the reason why is it's just language, it's just words, and it doesn't seem to be difficult. They don't recognize or realize the complexity of the system or of language as such. It's a hard job. That's all I can say. And I've been working on this for the past 7 years. And it's difficult. You can't. The problem with language and translation is that most of the people who are not aware of language problems don't realize that you need to invest money to get a good result, and they don't want to have lengthy arguments why it is important to do this. They just want to have a very large black figure showing their savings. That's all.
One more short question. I should be from the European Language Access Association. I assume that by selecting the MT systems you refer to, you conduct some evaluations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Not very much, actually. We tested 6 or 7 different systems. Well, we had Comprendium, which is now Lucy software. We had Systron, we had HiSoft. Can't remember the others. One of the one of the most important things was we needed at least English, German, and Spanish. And in the end, we had only 2 providers for these 3 languages, and one of them dropped out. And so we were left with Comprendium. And we, or colleagues of mine, undertook a lot of testing. They used the untrained systems first, and then they introduced VW terminology, and it turned out that just 2 systems were able to compute or to get the results better than the others. And as I said before, we finally took Comprendium.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.